He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live in 177.25% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 656. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely try to answer all my email. And if you follow me on Instagram, which is just at Gadget Professor, you'll see all kinds of crazy videos and loops and photographs and stuff like that. And I think in a week or so, I have to run down to the Caribbean for a couple days there, and we'll have some insane videos and chunking out a couple cameras here. I got two more cameras that I'm testing out, so we'll be shooting some live video from down there, and hopefully we'll be able to show you some things. I'm trying my best as I travel to do a show live from where I'm at, and always between the work and other stuff, it becomes difficult to do, but I will be shooting video there, and I'll definitely save some things to show you. I'm supposed to go to the Dominican, but I don't know if I'm going to get there because of the stuff going on in Haiti. We shall see. All right, interesting gadget for you today, and one of those things that I definitely need, and you may need one of these. This is a USB docking station, and really what it's for is if you have a laptop or a desktop, Mac, PC, Linux, doesn't matter, and you need more inputs than the device provides, you'll need one of these. And why would you need more devices? Well, typical laptops come with two USBs. New ones are frequently the 3.0 or 3.1 USB connectors. And you know what you put in there, a microphone, webcam, a printer, yada, yada, yada. Well, when I do a broadcast, many times I need five, even six USB ports, and they're just not available. So henceforth, you can use one of these docking stations. Usually these devices come with the USB-C port. So you connect one end, or one end is automatically connected. You might use a cord. Some of them have the cord built in. But you'll connect one end to the PC, and then the other end, which connects to the actual dock station, and we'll take a look at that, has available ports. And it's just not USB ports. It's USB-A, USB-C. You'll find HDMI ports. You'll find, and I use this a lot, photo CD inputs, so you can take an SD card or a micro SD card or both, and all kinds of configurations are available for you to use. And I've been using these things for years. We'll take a look at my older one, and then we'll show you what the newer one is. Now, a couple things you need to know about these things. There are cheaper ones, and they are typically the ones that do not come with a power supply. You either have to have your own 5-volt power supply, which is usually a USB adapter, or it comes with one. So the cheaper ones obviously don't have a power supply. Well, why do you need a power supply? It's real simple. Because all those ports take power, and if you're plugging it into your laptop, even your desktop, that 5-volt power strip built inside your laptop or your desktop doesn't have enough amperage to provide power to all those ports. So what happens is you'll be speaking in the microphone or using your printer or whatever you have plugged into that port, and it's not working, and it's driving you crazy. And the reason is there's not enough power. So let's take a look at the device that I have. Actually, it's right here. The one I chose this time, and I have quite a few of these. This one's the Tobin One, and this is a USB-C docking station. It provides dual monitors, and here's the key to me. This one comes with a whopping, a really big 150 power adapter that comes with the device, and it's big. You can see the transformer right there. That's a big sucker, and I don't like carrying these things with me when I travel, but the only way you're going to get the power to all these ports that you see here is with a device that has a large power supply. Now, this particular device has five USB ports on it, which I need, and it has a two HDMI ports. It has an Ethernet port, a microphone jack port, headset, USB-Cs, all kinds of display port, all kinds of jacks and switches on this, which I definitely need for what it is that I'm doing. So this is a heavy-duty one, and it is, again, it's loaded with all kinds of input jacks. They make this in any configuration you want. So let's take a look at the device here. Let me bring it up here. Here's the actual device that I purchased. Before we open that up, let's take a look at the older device that I was using. This one is called NetQ Hub. Again, these come in all different shapes, sizes, and prices, believe me. This one is a really nice one. It's very robust. It's very small. And as you can see here on one end, directly wired into it is that USB-C connector. So you're going to plug this into your laptop, desktop, Mac, whatever it is, and this will provide connectivity to all these jacks that you have here. So this one has 1, 2, 3, 4 USBs, which is quite a bit. Here's an SD, micro SD card, SD card that you can plug in from your camera or whatever. You can plug them in both simultaneous. That's very handy. This is an Ethernet port if you have an Ethernet jack. Very handy. These are two HDMI display ports, so you can have two additional monitors. And this obviously is extremely important. This is where this power supply comes into play, and this comes with it. And you have to have power to this, which just basically plugs in here like that. But you'll notice the power supply is big and cumbersome, and you absolutely need this in order to power all these inputs. There's no way around that. So although the device is easy to carry, the power supply is a pain in the butt, but it is what it is. Now, interestingly enough, as big as this is going to output 20 volts at 4.8 amps, and let's just look at the wattage. It's 96 watts. So that's a pretty beefy power supply, pretty heavy, but it does a great job. So that brings me to the new device, which is right here. This one is literally twice as beefy, and I needed this because I have so many inputs that the other one just didn't have enough inputs for me. So we're going to open this up. And this is a big clunker. It's heavy, but interesting. So they make great stuff, Tobin One. Literally, I have not unboxed this yet. So we'll take a look at that. And here's some of your cords. Now, don't laugh, but here's your power supply. And we know what that's for. But oddly enough, the other one was 96 watts. This is 150 watts, so this is twice as heavy, twice as beefy, and this is 150 watt power supply, 20 volts. Wow, this is heavy, but this will indeed power this unit, and we do have some other cables in here. It's nice because they give you a USB to USB-C, and we'll take a look at that, and of course, here's the power connector for the actual unit, and I think that's it. Yes, that's it. So let's move this out of the way, and we'll bring this in the forefront here, and we are going to open this puppy up. Again, not the most pleasant thing to travel with, but it's not that bad. This is relatively light. A lot of electronics in this, a lot of integrated circuits, but when you add this clunker to it, it's heavy, and no way around it. But this will allow me to do everything that I want. It's nice because it has some extra touches. I do like the rubberized strips on the bottom because you're plugging things in and out, and it will move if you don't have that. So that's kind of nice. Nothing on the sides, but on the front and back, a lot of stuff. So here we have 1, 2, 3. There's 4 USB ports. You have 2 USB 2.0s and 2 USB 3.0s. Here is a display port, and here are two HDMI monitors. Here's the input jack, power jack for this device here, okay? Here is an HSD ST for your C port, obviously an Ethernet connector, but wait, there's more on the back. I get a fifth. Here's another one, a 3.1 USB, and this is why I needed that. Plus, I get two more USB-C ports, so I can do a lot of stuff with this. Here I have a microphone and or a headset jack if I desire. And again, this is a must for me, and it's really handy to have this. I have a micro SD port and an SD slot. So this does a lot, and it's really powerful. And I'll tell you, the ability to have five USBs on this, that's just killer. If you have more than, if you have a need for more than five, then I don't know what the heck you're doing, but this will supply me with everything that I need. And because I shoot a lot of video and photography, I do need to have the ability of these SD cards. And what's nice with these, and it's the same with most of them, you can put two cards in at the same time. So if you have two micro SD cards, you put one micro SD card in there, you get one of those adapters that usually comes with the SD card, and you can have two SD cards in there at the same time, or an SD and a micro SD, and it reads them both at the same time. You'll see two separate files there. So that's what this puppy does. It's quite nice. And I do enjoy this one. This is the second one I have, actually, of this beefy. And I hate this, but it's heavy. But boy, it just does such a great job that there's just no reason at all not to take it. Plus, I need it. So let's take a look at the specs here. Interestingly enough, let's see here. This is $159. Call it 160 smackers. You're going to get $20 off, which is great. So that pulls the price down by 20 smackers. Very nice. This gets 4.5 stars on 178 ratings, so you know it's good. Not much this doesn't do. Again, you have the ability to use two additional monitors. Actually, you're going to end up with three. If you have a laptop, you'll have the laptop screen. Plus, if you have two more screens, which I don't use this when I travel, I'm not bringing monitors with me, but there you do have the ability to put in two HDMI ports and a display port if you want. So you can have four monitors at the same time. Again, when you're traveling, unless you're renting the monitors, you're not bringing monitors with you. But absolutely wonderful device. It has seven USB ports if you're going to include the C ports on there. So very nice device. They make all kinds of configurations. Tobin One is a very good brand. Been using them for a while, and highly recommended. At the end of the day, this gives you a quick overview of all the functionality that this is going to bring to the table here. You're going to have a single 4K display. You have 10,000 MIPS for the Ethernet. This one has a light on it. It shows you that it's on. A lot of them don't have that. This is going to give you 15 inputs, okay? You don't have to use them all. You can use 1, 5, 10, whatever you want. But 15 inputs in one little box. Nice. You can also go fast charging, 15-watt fast charger for the phone. If you were wondering where that jack was, remember the one that I said was a HDST right here? That's what that jack is for. That's a charger, so it's not going to give you connectivity to the computer. It's going to give you an output for a charging jack. You could charge a phone or whatever you want. So that H, it's called HDST. That's a power supply jack, if you will. Here's the triple display, 150-watt DC in. We talked about the, it's so annoying, these things here. SD card is there. And got to be a way to get rid of that. In any event, it has Thunderbolt on it, and not much missing from this device. And for the price, $139, not bad at all. And once in a while, although I haven't seen one in a while, they will have a coupon for that particular item. I haven't seen one in a long while. The way I will see them is after I bought this next week. I'm sure I'll see a coupon for it, but that's the way it goes. So These are great devices. I highly recommend docking stations. If you need one, buy one that has a power supply. And there's tons to choose from. So I highly recommend them, and they're great. And again, I have one on my, actually I have one on every computer just about. I have one on my PC, got one on my Mac set up. I don't use my Mac much anymore. I don't know why, but I don't. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. And we have quite a few of them today. Our first app today is only available today if you want it for free. And it's called Audios TV Recorder 2024. This is kind of neat. It's free. It's usually $20. I kid you not. But this does some interesting things. It's the giveaway of the day. You got to get it today. So if you watch the Gadget Professor today on Thursday, then you should be okay. But this is insane. Over 300 live streams of TV channels from the United States, United Kingdom, and other countries are at your disposal. You will not miss a broadcast anymore and are always well informed. If you are interested in a program that you can record what you're watching with one click, if you want to find more live streams, this will do it. So download that and see what you think. It's free. You have nothing whatsoever to lose. And it's a nice app. Also today for free, the PT Sessions is free. And this is called iPhoneGiveawayOfTheDay.com. iPhoneGiveawayOfTheDay.com. And every day you go on that site, you'll see something else. Now, this is kind of neat. Live transcribe your voice to text. I like that already. Usually $2, which won't break the bank. But this got all kinds of awards. Record, transcribe, and share. Get unmatched precision in voice-to-text transcriptions. The quickest and most accurate dictation app that covers speech to text and makes it easy to share and ready to share. Dictate for Me is an audio transcription app in your pocket that effectively and accurately converts the spoken words, like your voice, to text, and you can use it instantly. You can download this app for free, and then you can record something and just send it to someone. Very cool, very cheap. So by all means, check that out. Now, our next app is available on the Google Play Store, usually $3. Today, it is only free. Now, this is a visual acuity chart, and this is going to basically check your eyeballs out to see if you need glasses. Now, obviously, it's not as accurate if you go to the eye doctor, which I highly recommend. But if you're wondering if you need glasses, this does a fairly decent job of giving you the test. It tells you how to set it up, how far from your eyes it should be, and you're going to be able to track your vision. So if you're curious about that, download this app and see what you think. I don't know. All right. Our next app is kind of an interesting app, again, on the Google Play Store, your Android operating system. This is a website shortcut app, and essentially what it will do is if you have a website that you frequently go to, and instead of going www.thegadgetprofessor.com or whatever website you always log into, it could be sports scores, could be anything, this will create a shortcut for you, which you're able to put on the screen of your phone as a widget. So all you have to do, instead of going into your browser and typing that URL out, all you got to do with this is just click on that widget that it created for you, and you go instantly into the website. So it's a handy thing if you're looking for something like that. I do use it, and it works great. Our next app is called Smithsonian Channel. Wonderful app. This is available on all platforms, by the way. The Smithsonian puts out just some phenomenal, probably some of the best educational programming anywhere in the world. You're able to watch documentaries, you're able to watch original series, all kinds of Smithsonian specials, weekly specials, daily special shows. These are award-winning programs exclusively from the Smithsonian Channel, available anywhere, anytime. And they have so many topics here, literally thousands of them. And I think you're going to find this just fantastic. So definitely download this app. And all this stuff is free, by the way. And I'll tell you, you know, if you're bored and tired of watching the regular stuff out there, download one of these series and stream it to your big TV. And boy, you'll be pretty happy with it. I promise you, a really, really good app. And our last app of the day is called EarthCam TV. I've mentioned this once or twice before. I enjoy this app, available on every platform known to mankind. And it's free, and it just takes you literally around the world. It will bring you to a menu, and you can watch live cameras, Times Square in New York, California beaches, anywhere in the world, Russia, whatever. And you'll be able to watch, monitor live cameras, and it's kind of neat. Kind of neat to see Times Square at Christmas time or when it's snowing. And I enjoy this app. And in fact, I have this app on in the other end of the studio here. And I have a large TV, actually, it's a 48-inch plasma screen in the studio here. And it it actually has that running 24/7, so I can always look up and check what's coming up in different places. And I have the camera switching from one place to the next place. So it's interesting. And, you know, as I'm doing stuff, I look up and see where I am. And a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.